It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey people, for the Indianapolis Colts, this is a day that can live in infamy or just plain old famy. It can be one or the other. They're either going to go get the guy they got to go get to make this team and this offense dynamic as hell and put themselves at the top of a very, very short list of elite offenses in the NFL, or they're just going to go through this draft and get a guy or a couple of guys. Is the path clear enough for Chris Ballard? We're going to find out tonight, because either he's going to trade up to go get Malik Nabers, or he's going to settle for what's next, or what's next after that, or what's next after that, or he's going to trade back and get a bunch of what is just not even relevant to the growth of this team. Got to get Malik Nabers. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about Pete Crow Armstrong just went yard for the first time. First major league hit, a two-run bomb in the bottom of the sixth to get Nick Madrigal off the hook for a base-running blunder. Cubs lead 3-1 after six against the Astros. We will not talk about that again because the game is transpiring as we speak, and I would be giving dated information. Pacers, kind of good news for him. Things kind of fallen right for the Indiana Pacers. Chris Middleton, he's got an ankle. He may not go tomorrow. Doc Rivers says he's iffy for tomorrow night. Giannis Antetokounmpo did more at practice today than he's done in the recent past. So Doc Rivers not sure whether he's going to be able to go or not. If both can't go, Pacers, that -5.5 could grow even more than that. Wouldn't that be nice to go out, get a 2-1 lead, go into Sunday night and get a 3-1 lead and just have to win one of the last three to move ahead into the Eastern Conference semifinals? That'd be awesome. Let's go. Am I right or am I right? We're going to talk about draft surprises. We're going to talk about the most overrated analyst of anything, regardless of sport, in sports media. We're going to do that, and I'm going to give you a great example why this yahoo, Bill Tobin, was 100% right. But this guy, his brand is so deeply ingrained in our enjoyment of the NFL draft, ESPN can't get rid of his ass. So what are you going to do? We'll talk about that. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Thursday, draft day, the first round, the only round that matters. This is it. I don't care what they do on Saturday, fourth round, fifth round, sixth round, seventh round, it just doesn't matter. You do well in the seventh round, who the hell cares? When was the last time a team won a Super Bowl because they drafted somebody in the seventh round over maybe signing an undrafted free agent at the same position? What the hell is the difference? You know, it makes no difference whatsoever. It's interesting to people who've got nothing better to do late on a Saturday afternoon. We're going to talk about the NFL draft. All right, we're brought to you by the great people at MyBookie, where you can bet bunches of props on the draft tonight. You go to MyBookie, you enter promo code Kent, and they are going to allow you to win before you even play. You will be eligible for up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere at MyBookie. Make sure and subscribe to this channel, because subscribers only have a chance to win tonight this autographed jersey autographed by the great Lenny Moore, a Colts legend. You can see the certificate of authenticity right there. Awesome stuff from an anonymous donor, which is very, very nice. Did not want me to share his identity, so I will not. That is the first of several prizes. This prize we're going to give away live tonight. during our draft coverage. And then I've got two more jerseys en route. We'll give those away at some point in the future. One, a current Colt, and the other, a recently former Colt. How about that? Make sure and like the video. That's the thumbs up icon. You hit that. You say, you know what? I enjoy this. Not enough to pay for it, but enough that I'm going to go ahead and hit a button. It's a polite thing to do, a nice thing to do. Good for you. Hoosier Hospitality endorsers. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. We see your comment. We comment on that comment. If you ask a question, we'll answer it. That's what we do. Isn't that a nice thing to do? That's a polite thing to do, too. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about the draft. The only guy in this draft that I'm interested in. You know what? I've looked at all of them. I've looked at these guys. Quinyon Mitchell. Ooh, look at him. You know what? At the Senior Bowl this, Senior Bowl that. We look at Alt. You know, oh, a tackle. You know what? It'd be nice to get a tackle. Braden Smith, he was on the shelf a couple of times last year. He got knee surgery. Maybe a guy who can come over to right tackle and play a little bit and be a bookend with Bernie Ryman. You know, maybe. How about Michael Penix? Michael Penix Jr., former Indiana Hoosier, a guy who could serve. That is a literal impossibility. There's no chance that Chris Ballard drafts a quarterback at 15. The only guy in this draft, I want to hear the Indianapolis Colts select dot, dot, dot. The only name I want to follow that phrase from Roger Goodell, Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers is the most dynamic player in this draft. We have told you that for weeks. Others kind of climbing on board the wagon. Climbing on board the Malik Rogers train. You know what? That's fine. There's plenty of room.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Colts have to get him. With him, you pair him with Michael Pittman Jr. and Josh Downs. Any number of tight ends, Colts have five of them. That offensive line, Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson. And that is the scariest damn offense in the NFL. You leave that offense as is, and you take a guy like Quinyon Mitchell. He's not a bad player. Terrion Arnold, nice cornerback out of Bama. You could, you know what, you could make the case that you've lifted the cornerback position a little bit, the secondary a little bit for the Colts. But with Malik Nabers, you take the 11th ranked offense in the NFL last year, and whoop, you take that sucker all the way to the top. Because Malik Nabers is different. There isn't another one like him in the draft. And when you get a chance to go get somebody that unique, you absolutely do it. If you're a GM worth a damn, you figure it out. You go get that guy, and if it costs you some equity in next year's draft, you spend it. And if it costs you all of this year's draft, if it costs you a guy, you spend it, because that is how good Malik Nabers is going to be. I don't care about the gun charge on Bourbon Street. I don't care about the shoulder. I don't care about none of it. Is there a real chance Cole Lewis wants to know that the Colts trade up for Marvin Harrison Jr. or Nabers? If they trade up and they take Marvin Harrison Jr. while Malik Nabers is on the board, my head's going to explode right off the top of my neck. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I will be just that furious. Marvin Harrison Jr. is a really nice wide receiver. He is going to be a wide receiver one. He will be. But Malik Nabers is special. I want special. I covet special. Give me that and all of it. Waiting and seeing if Roma Dunze is going to be a guy who's there at 15 or maybe at 13 after Nabers goes sixth to the Giants or something like that. You know what? I got no time for that crap. I'm not about that. I want a championship, and you win championships with elite-level players. And the elite-level player at that position in this draft is Malik Nabers, period. Not end of conversation. The conversation can continue. But I would have said it, and I don't want anybody to take it literally. It would be just for effect. Period. End of conversation. See, that's what it would have sounded like, but it wouldn't have been a literal use of that phrase. Shocking draft night surprises for the Colts that could happen. Taking Brock Bowers. I don't think the Colts are going to do it. They got five tight ends who could all conceivably start in Ogletree and Woods and Mallory and Ollie Cox and Granson. You got five guys. You're going to draft. You're going to use 15 to draft one to supplant all them guys. You can do it, but I don't know why you would. I think the chasm between Bowers and the aggregate of the other five kind of slim, to tell you the truth. Uncle Buckle, if top three wide receivers and Bowers are gone, do you take Thomas Jr.? No, because they can't be gone if you trade up high enough to go get one of them. You have to take the draft in your hands. You have to manage a draft. Don't let the draft manage you. You need to invest in potential greatness. If you can get greatness, you go get it. So figure it out. Don't go after mediocrity. Not that Thomas is mediocre. I like Thomas. He's a nice wide receiver, but he is not Malik Nabers. I want the best of the bunch, period. And that means Thomas. I'm not settling. Look, this franchise has settled for long enough. They settled for this. They settled for that. Now they're settling for 9-8 seasons, right? That's what you get. 4-12-1. That I don't hang on Ballard. The 4-12-1 necessarily. Irsay kind of stepped in there and kind of did Irsay type things. Last year, though, that was 9-8. And that 9-8 was really, given the strengths and weaknesses of that roster, 9-8 was really pretty damn good. That was about as well as that team could be expected to function without Anthony Richardson, without Jonathan Taylor for a portion of the time. Come on. Another surprise would be to draft a lineman on either side of the ball at 15. You know what? There's no room on this roster. Not only have you brought back all the starters, you've added at defensive tackle in Raekwon Davis, and you've brought back all the guys who comprise your depth. Not only do you have Kwity Paye and Samson Ebukam, you have Dio Odangbo and Tyquan Lewis. You've got Taven Bryan. You've got all the guys you could possibly squeeze into that position group room. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you've got all the starters, plus you've got French, plus you've got Freeland. You got all the guys back there. What the hell would you need to use 15 to go get somebody to supplant who? You need a wide receiver, too. And you really don't because you got one, and that's Michael Pittman Jr. You need a wide receiver, one. Go get him. Eesh. Drafting a quarterback, that would be a surprise. I would kind of admire it. You know, I'd say, by God, that's a guy who has outthought himself at the highest level. That's tremendous, going out and getting Michael Penix Jr. to be the third string quarterback on this team behind Richardson and Flacco, just in case Richardson is so injury prone that after 3 years you're going to give up on him and you're preparing for that. That would be a surprise. I don't believe that they're going to do that. The random factoid of the day: only 27% of wide receivers taken in the first round sign a second contract with the team that drafted them. Cornerbacks, 38%, tight ends, 33%. Here's the thing. People are going to point to that. Numbnuts will point to that. And they will say, you know what? You can't take a 1-in-4 opportunity, between a 1-in-4 and a 1-in-3 opportunity. You're only going to hit that often, and you're going to use 15 on that or trade up to go get that? You're damn right you are if you're talking about Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers is not 27%. He's not Henry Ruggs. He's not one of the 73% who are not going to be signed to a second contract unless he gets hurt. And who the hell knows whether that's going to happen? Malik Nabers is special, special, special. And he's going to be special here. With Anthony Richardson, holy hell. Not going to be able to keep the roof on Lucas Oil Stadium, for God's sake. Brock Bowers keeps popping into my head as a potential guy in this draft for the Colts. That cannot happen. It just can't happen. Could, at 15, if they stick with 15, which would be an utter catastrophe and a mistake. Terrible mistake. Could they draft a guy like Dallas Turner? I don't think so. Dallas Turner just isn't that good yet. With 15, drafting the first defensive player taken, unless Quinion Mitchell leapfrogs Turner, no. You don't trade it. You don't use 15 to go get a guy who's going to be good at a position where you've already got guys, and he's going to be good. Now, he's like Jerry Hughes. That's who this is. Jerry Hughes, nice player in year three. Got to win now, baby. Chris Ballard's got to win now. The job is on the line. Let's go. Watt 2 equals TJ Watt. Ooh. That is, look, I sound half psychotic talking about Malik Nabers. Comparing Watt 2 to TJ Watt. You're right there with me. Right there in Nutville with me. All right? I like the Nabers idea better than the original Bo Nix idea. Yeah, I love Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix is going to be a really good starting quarterback, and I think that the Colts need to prepare potentially for a day when Anthony Richardson is kind of like, all right, this guy just never learns. He keeps coming up with concussions and AC joint sprains, and we got a meniscus here and an ACL there. Whatever the injuries are, you have to prepare for the possibility that that's going to occur. Not the likelihood necessarily. We're not hoping for it. I hope Anthony Richardson never gets hurt again and he makes every start just like Peyton Manning did for so, so very long here in Indianapolis. Don't take for granted Ballard's penchant for doing what he says he will do, because he usually does. He said it's a really strong offensive draft, especially at the top of it. O-line is really good, and there's depth throughout. Wideout is very similar. So, you know what? Don't be surprised. Be disappointed, yes. But don't be surprised if tomorrow or on Saturday you see offensive linemen come off the board to the Colts and you see a wideout come off the board to the Colts is the first one they take at that position. And they decide that developing Pierce is the way to go, which is not the way to go. I'm telling you right now, you got to get special, and Malik Nabers is going to be acquired by somebody tonight, and he's going to be a special football player for that somebody. Watch his tape. He's not just open on plays when the ball's delivered to him. He's open all the time because he's impossible to cover one-on-one. And Thomas helped there, right? Who you gonna double with LSU? You got a lot of guys, right? You got a lot of guys here too. If you've got Pittman and you've got Taylor and you've got Richardson and you've got Nabers, who you gonna double? That's the question. Gonna be fun. We're gonna have a great time. Here are the things. You trade up, that gives you the highest ceiling, like what we're talking about with Nabers. High ceiling. Staying put at 15, you got a moderate ceiling. Not high anymore. It's moderate. You trade back, that's the lowest ceiling. You trade for a player like 13 for DeForest Buckner a few years ago, that's the highest floor. Then you're trading for floor. This is not a team that needs a high floor at any position. They've already got high floors everywhere. They got all 22 coming back. This is about ceiling height. That's why Chris Ballard is going to go against form. He's going to trade up, and the Colts are going to take Malik Nabers with a first-round pick. That happens. It will be a celebratory night at the Sterling home like no other. Alex Campbell says, Mr. Kent, Anthony Richardson just pledged with my fraternity, Kappa Alpha Psi, this weekend. We must support him. He pledged that fraternity. Is he still in college? Is he working toward his degree and he's going to join a fraternity? That's great. Love that. Did you know that Kappa Alpha Psi was founded on the campus of Indiana University? Absolutely true. We'll talk to you tonight live. Can't wait. Let's trade up. Let's get this thing rolling. Let's do something dynamic. Become that force. Take control of your roster. Let's go. No, trade 9 to 9 or 10 to get Bowers. No. If you're going to trade up, go get a guy. Go get Malik Nabers. Trade up to 6 with the Giants. Go get that guy. Or if the Giants trade up to get a quarterback at 3, ho-ho, with the Patriots, trade, then trade up to 6 with the Patriots. Or do something. But don't let the draft happen. You happen to the draft. Yeah, that's right.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.